Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette teen faces felony charges after high-speed chase, gun theft, and crash. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. An 18-year-old Gillette man is facing serious charges after allegedly stealing a pistol from a parked truck, speeding through a neighborhood, and crashing into a tree, all while two juveniles and illegal substances were in the vehicle. Tristan Smith has been charged with two felonies, aggravated burglary and theft of a firearm, along with several misdemeanors, including possession of THC, reckless driving, and minor in possession of alcohol and nicotine. According to Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny, deputies spotted Smith speeding through a 30-mile-per-hour zone on July 21st. When they pulled him over, the Chevy Suburban he was driving had visible damage and a missing taillight. Inside were two juveniles and a loaded Sig Sauer pistol, which had been reported stolen from a Dodge Ram truck days earlier. Smith allegedly told officers he originally found the gun, but later admitted to stealing it because he thought it looked cool. A search of the vehicle also turned up vape pens and a half-empty bottle of vodka. Damage to the vehicle and debris at the scene led deputies to believe Smith had hit a tree before the traffic stop. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for July 30th, and he's being held on a $7,500 cash-only bond. Chugwater man dies after crash south of Wheatland. A 55-year-old Chugwater man has died following a single-vehicle crash on I-25 south of Wheatland. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the crash occurred just before 1 p.m. on Friday, July 19th. Larry Pendleton was driving a 2011 Dodge Caravan southbound when he entered exit 68 at a high speed well above the posted 25-mile-per-hour limit. The vehicle struck a guardrail, went airborne, and landed at the base of an embankment before rolling. Pendleton was flown to UC Medical Health of the Rockies in Colorado, where he died the following day, July 20th. Troopers say speed, driver inattention, and a possible medical condition are all being investigated as contributing factors. They also confirm Pendleton was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. His death marks the 64th fatality on Wyoming highways so far in 2025. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.